Today's daf is Becharis daf Chav Dalet. We are holding on daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We read the Mishnah already, but just to review what the Mishnah had said. The Mishnah had said that according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, and the Mishnah only quotes from Rav Shmuel Gamliel, doesn't quote any Deya that is Cholik under Rav Shmuel Gamliel. We'll see more about that later. That if a person buys a behemoth from a guy and the behemoth is nursing, you don't have to worry that maybe that nursing animal is some other behemoth's child. It is this behemoth's offspring, and therefore you're not going to have to worry about Bechar anymore with this behemoth. The second halacha said is if you go into your flock and you go to the pen where your flock is and you see that the animals that have previously given birth are being meinik, are nursing newborn babies, and animals that have not previously given birth are nursing newborn babies, you don't have to assume that they're nursing each other's babies. You could assume that they're nursing their own babies, and therefore those babies that are nursing from animals that have never previously given birth, if they are male, are becharos, and those babies that are nursing from animals that have previously given birth are clearly not becharos. Very logical. That is Rav Shmuel Gamliel's opinion. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Mishmei Derav Hilchsa Bekulei Pirkin Bar Miplukta, that the halacha is like every Mishnah in our Perek, except for Mishnayos where we have a machlokas, then we have to figure out how the halacha is going to be. But even when you have a Das Yachid quoted in the Mishnah and no Deya HaChalekas, we're always going to assume like that Das Yachid quoted in the Mishnah. Normally we say halacha is Kistam Mishnah. Over here we're going beyond that. We're saying not just that the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, even if it's not a Stam Mishnah, it attributes it to a single Deya, like in our Mishnah, where it attributes the whole statement to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, we're going to paskin like that shita. So Rav Sheshes Hamina Kinayim V'Shachav Rav Amar LaHashmaita. So Rav Sheshes says Rav must have been falling asleep when he said this idea that we paskin like the entire parak bar mi plukta, because there's no application of that rule there's no Mishnah to apply that rule to. So in general, we've pointed out in the past the famous tshuva of the Chavos Yair, where the Chavos Yair always wonders about how it's mutter for Rabbanim to talk to each other in this way. In some Kufnun Beis, he discusses how you allow to insult people. It's Mamash Nisra Vonaz Devarim to say about someone else that he must have been falling asleep when he said this. So this is one of the Chavos Yair tries to take every single insult in Shas and turn it into a compliment. So Kinayim V'Shach, if he turns into a compliment also. And he writes that Ha'emes Yasad Yaradarko, that Kinayim V'Shach is not a G'nai, it's a Shavach Gadol Muflag. He's trying to say that Rav was so great that he couldn't have made such a mistake if he wasn't falling asleep, meaning he was so great he never would have made such an error if he was fully awake. And not only that, he didn't say Kad Shachiv Inayim, he said Kinayim V'Shachiv. If he would have said Kad Shachiv Inayim, then he would be saying that at the end of the sleep, when he was waking up, when he was first waking up from his sleep, he said that would be terrible, because that would imply that even after he woke up a few seconds later, he still didn't chop his mistake. He didn't catch himself. So that's why he says Kadnayim V'Shachiv. It's when he was groggy and falling asleep, where he didn't have time to catch himself, because he then fell into a deep slumber. So it was really a compliment that he only could have said such a thing when he was falling asleep, because he was so brilliant normally that he never would have made such a mistake. Okay, even that doesn't sound so much like a compliment. But anyway, says the Gemara, because it doesn't. The statement that the halacha is always going to be like the Das Yachid quoted in the Mishnayos in the Perek don't have any application, because which Mishnah in the Perek would it be going on? So now the Gemara is going to go through all the Mishnayos in the Perek. If it's going on the first Mishnah in the Perek, where the Mishnah had discussed at what age when you buy an animal can you assume it's Mivakeres and not Mivakeres. So Miflag Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kivul, that's a machlokas. There is no one daya in that Mishnah. There's a machlokas quoted in the Mishnah, so it can't be going on that Mishnah. So possibility number two, Ella Ad Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, must be going on the Mishnah on Chaf Alef Amud Beis of Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, where Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov taught if Chareres Dam comes out of a Behema Gasa, that it's Tikaver and it's Peturim and Abachora, so maybe it's going on that statement. Well, Mishnah Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Kavanaki, we have another rule that already teaches us that we follow Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, and that is that Mishnah Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Kav means a small measure, that Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov doesn't speak all that often in Shas. When he does, it's very pure and it's very everything he says is accepted. So we already have a klal in halacha to teach me like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. Ella must be going on our Mishnah. Adar Mishum Gamliel. Well, Miflag Palug B'Braisa. Rav Mishum Gamliel is not the only opinion out there. There is an opinion in the Braisa that disagrees with Rav Mishum Gamliel. So what makes you so sure that we would paskin like Rav Mishum Gamliel in our Mishnah? And meaning, it wouldn't, Rav's statement wouldn't apply anyway, because it says Bar Mi Plukta. There is a Plukta over here. The Plukta just isn't in the Mishnah. The Plukta is in the Braisa. So Ella, fourth possibility, Adar Rav Yossi Ben Amshulam. Mishnah we're going to see later today, of Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam, about how when you shecht an animal that's a bechor, there's a mutter way to remove the wool out of the way of the knife, so you could do a proper shechita. Well, but Rav already says explicitly that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam. So why would he have to say it in generalities? Yeah, that the halacha is like the shittos in our parak. What do you mean? He already says beferish that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam. Ella, fifth possibility, aseir balmum. The Mishnah on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph in tomorrow's daf about hair of a balmum, of a bechor balmum, what its status is if you cut off the hair of a bechor balmum and then later shechted the animal, what the status is of that hair. So Miflag Pligi Akav Ben Malav Rabbana, but that's a machlokas Tanayim in that Mishnah. So what could Rav's rule possibly be going on? So answers Gemara Li Olam Adar Mishum Gamliel. It's going on our Mishnah. That's why we mentioned it in connection to our Mishnah, right? Even though we went through every single Mishnah in the Perek. Really, it's going in our Mishnah. V'hakam Ashmalan. The Braisa lo pluktihi. And the Chiddush is that even though in a Chinami there's a Shita in the Braisa that disagrees with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that doesn't count as a plukta. So the rule is still that we follow the Mishnais levar mi plukta, and this doesn't count as a plukta, so we follow the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah. So says Gemara, but wait a second, v'kivin d'amarav hilsab kuli pirkin bar mi plukta, once you're going to tell me this rule, then halach Rav Yosef ben Meshulam lamali. What does Rav have to explicitly say about the Mishnah on Chavdalad and Beis that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam? This rule should cover both our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Chavdalad and Beis about Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Right? We said it wouldn't be going on the Mishnah. The statement of Rav wouldn't be going on Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam because Rav makes a separate statement over there that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. But once you have our statement, why the need to make a separate statement about Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam? So says the Gemara, he has to, because Iyamar Hilksa Dukuli Pirkin Vlamar Hilksa Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, had Rav only made the statement, the general statement that the halacha is like the Deos quoted in the Mishnah throughout our Perek, and he did not, had he not told us separately that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, hava amina, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam koi, I would have thought that the general statement was dafka going on Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. When he says hilsa kula pirkin, I would have thought that that's going dafka on the statement of Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Umay bekule pirkin, how could it only be going on Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam? It says bekule pirkin, that implies more than one case, said Rabbi Yossi tartiyama, because Rabbi Yossi actually teaches two halachos in the Mishnah. On base. He's going to teach about making a makom the kofitz and being tolish the seyar. He talks about moving the hair out of the way and the and whether you can actually remove the hair off of the animal itself. So he actually says two halachos. So that's what I would have thought Bekulei Pirkin meant had he not said explicitly elsewhere that the halachos is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, that it's dafka going on Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Why not on our Mishnah? Uplug to the Brais, uplug to he. And it wouldn't be going on our Mishnah because our Mishnah has a cholek. It has a chulik in the Braisa. There's someone that disagrees with our Mishnah in the Braisa, and I would have thought that counts as a plukta to exclude it from Rav's rule. So that's why Ashmin Alach Rabbi Yossi, Lashmin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kai. That's why he wants to tell me explicitly that Alach is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, so that we can know that his general rule of Kulei Pirkin is going on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Uprukta the Braisa Lav Pluktahi. And the plukta the Braisa is not a plukta. The fact that there's a machlokas on it in the Braisa is not a machlokas at all. Now the Gemara had said that what does Kulei Pirkin mean? Kulei Pirkin must mean that there's more than one case that it's going on, because otherwise it would not have used the word Kule to describe. And that's how Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, my Bikule Pirkin, Demashmatuva. It implies many. Kule Pirkin implies many. So there is a discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim whether Kol implies two is also called many, or kol has to mean at least three. Whenever you say kol, do you say, does that have to mean at least three? All of them? You would say both of them if it was two. All of them would be three. So the Marid al-Ghazi writes that over here, for our Gemara is a kasha on the Ra'anach. The Ra'anach in quoted in the Sefer Mana Lashon Chelik Beis Lashon Chachamim. See, so quoted over here in the Biri Adaf that the Ra'anach writes that the word kol in whenever the Chacham, whenever the Tana uses the word kol, it never is a reference to anything less than three. And he's medayik this from a Rosh in Maseches Brachos. The Rosh in the first parak of Brachos, Simon Yud Gimel, writes that if there are only two Birchas HaTorah and not three, the Gemara should not say an expression Hilkach Nimrinu Likulhu. The fact that it says Nimrinu Likulhu implies that there must be more than two. So it's really a Beferish Rush that Kulhu must mean at least three. But L'chora, our Gemara is against that, because over here we say that when Rav says Hilchsa Bikule Pirkin Barmi Plukta, the Gemara assumes that it has to mean that it means the two dinim of Rabbi, that we would have thought it means the two dinim of Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. There are no three dinim. That's what the Rosh Hashanah asks on Tosfos Maseches Ksubos. Also, the Tosfos has a girsa in the Gemara Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tarvayu, and Dafka shuns a girsa of Nimrinu L'Kulu, because if it were Kulu, it would imply three and not just two. So that's why Tosfos and Ksubos Daf Chesam and Aleph rejects such a girsa. But the bottom line is, you see from our Gemara that Kulu could include even two. What's a little bit troubling is, once you have Rav saying explicitly Halach Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, so then his rule is not only, it's not going on two halachas, it's really going on one halacha. It's only going on our Mishnah. So what you have to say maybe is that no, the rule still applies on Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. He just doesn't need to say the rule because he already said it about Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. But the rule is still true about the Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam Mishnah as well. So it actually turns out, at the Maskanas HaGemara, that when he said Kulu, he really did mean three, and it could therefore be that's the answer to the kashas on the Rosh and Tosos, that the Havamina of the Gemara was that Kulu could have meant two, but Lamaskana, the Gemara concludes, that Kulu is actually going on three separate halachos, so Kulu always means three. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, my Brisa, where do we ever have a Brisa that disagrees with our Mishnah, that says anything different than Rav Meshulam Gamliel in our Mishnah? We keep on referring to some Brisa that's Cholek. So the Tanya, you have a Brisa as follows, if a person buys a nursing animal from an Ovid Kochavim, Haba Achrav Bechor Misafik. The next animal is a Bechor Misafik. That's totally against Rav Meshulam Gamliel. Rav Meshulam Gamliel said, no, you have every right to assume that if it was nursing an offspring, it was its own offspring that it was nursing, and the next animal is not a Bechor at all. But Tanakam of this Brisa says it's a Bechor Misafik, Mipnei Shemirachemes, Afal Pisheni Oledes. Because an animal sometimes will have rachmanos on someone, on another animal's offspring, even though it's not its own offspring. Rav Meshulam ben Gamliel Amar Davar B'Cheskas. So Rav Meshulam ben Gamliel, like he says in our Mishnah, says no. It has a chazaka that it's going to feed its own offspring. It's not feeding anyone else's offspring. V'chein Rav Meshulam ben Gamliel Amar. Rav Meshulam ben Gamliel similarly says, Hanichlas Tal Chadra B'Layla. You go into your Eder at night. V'ra Keser Chabesh Hashem Afkiros V'Sheinim Afkiros. So you see that you see all the different animals, those that have given birth and those that have not given birth previously, manikos, lemachar hishkin matzah zacharim tlius b'shein mafkiros, unikevos tlius b'mafkiros, and then the next day you walk in and you see that the males are nursing from animals that have not previously had offspring, and females are nursing from animals that have previously had offspring, so einu choshe shema b'nashal zu, b'alo etzel zu. You can't assume that they've switched offspring. You have to assume that each one is nursing its own offspring, and therefore if the males are nursing from those that have not previously had offspring, all of those males are bechoros, and the females obviously are nursing from those that have previously had offspring, and therefore obviously you don't assume that the females came from the other animals. So that's the assumption that you have to make. Tosfos wonders, why do you have to say that the dafka walked into the eder the previous night? Why don't you just say you walk into your eder the morning and you see a bunch of babies, some of them, you know, the males nursing from those that never had offspring, the females nursing from... Why do you have to add in the previous night? So Tosfos writes, "V'yishlomet to the Rabusa Nakarachi Dafkav the Vaday Heisat Tchilas Leidasim Belayla Shadayin Ein Haimos Makirim Bevladoseit." The point is, you went in the previous night and they haven't given birth yet, so you know that they gave birth during the night when it was dark and they couldn't see. So you might have thought that in this situation there's more of a chashash that they switched offspring accidentally because they couldn't recognize their babies. They didn't put an identifying bracelet on it right away to identify whose baby was who. So you might have thought thought that there's more of a concern that they messed up, that they mixed up each other's, they mixed up the children with each other. Kamash Mulan, that you don't have to worry about such a thing. Chaznish writes that according to Rishon Gamliel, the fact that we say a davar b'cheskaso is not just a rove, that a rove it's feeding its own offspring, that the behemoth is not merachem on ben chavirta. It's edus gemura. How does he know that? He says muchach from the fact that the Gemara is going to say later on that if you see a chazir karuchacha rachel, let's say you see what looks like a pig feeding from a rachel, treating it like its mother. So according to Rishon Gamliel, it's mutter to eat that pig because you have every right to assume that if the mother is taking care of it, that it is their child. Now, if that were only a rove, well, then there's a competing rove, and that is that rove sheep don't give birth to pigs, right? So it's there's a competing rove. So it must be that this isn't just a rove, says Chaznish. Rishon Gamliel views this as a din vadai. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Ibayilhu. Davar b'cheskasa, the Kamar Rishon Gamliel. Rishon Gamliel says that you assume the chazaka, that an animal is feeding its own offspring. Is the whole chazaka that an animal is not going to have rachmanas on offspring unless it had its own child? But maybe we could say that if it had its own offspring, it will then be merachim on others. It would still be the same point for Rishon Gamliel in our Mishnah, meaning in the Mishnah would still be that the animal obviously already had a bechor, and therefore the next offspring is not going to be a bechor. But I don't know that the animal that it's feeding is its offspring. It doesn't matter, though, in terms of the lachs of Bechor, as long as it had offspring. So I don't care whether the animal it's feeding is its offspring or not. I'm interested in the animal, whether it was in Vakaris or not. So do we assume, that Rishon Gamliel holds, that as soon as it has offspring, it has a certain motherly instinct that it's then going to take care of even other people's babies? Or maybe, no, it's only going to take care of its own offspring. It's not going to take care of anyone else's offspring. So says one of the main afkamina. What difference does it make? Either way, leaning bechora, it's going to be pater anyway. Because whether it's the animal that it's feeding right now is its own or not its own, either way, the next one is going to be pater from bechora because it already had its own offspring. So says Gemara, no, nafkamina is milka la mishemosav espino. Do you get malchus if you sheft both the mother and the animal that it's feeding, the baby that it's that's sucking from it, on the same day? Lucky if you say that it's only going to feed its own offspring, so then you can get malchus for osav espino if you shech them both. But if you hold that it's going to take care of someone else's offspring also, well then there's no reason to give him malchus. So my, what's the din? The Gemara is going to try to bring three rayas. Tashma raya number one. That if you buy a behemoth from Novi Chav, you don't have to worry that it's a benosha lecheres haya. So mikatani, who? So the Gemara wants to say, so you see that you're not choshesh, so it sounds like it's vaday its own animal. It's vaday its own child. So the Gemara, that's not a raya. Mikatani, who? Haya katani. It doesn't say who, it says haya. Hachikamar. Eino choshesh shem b'nasha lecheres eli imkein. Haya love Vlad Meikara. You don't worry that that this animal belongs to another animal unless this mother already had another offspring. But it's not saying that the animal that it's feeding is necessarily its own offspring. It's just saying that it must have had an offspring if it's feeding this animal. You're not saying Benasha Lacharis who, that this can't be a Benasha Lacharis. You're saying that this can't be a Benasha Lacharis if this animal didn't already have some offspring, but no definitive statement about the animal that it's feeding. So that raya fails. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Nichlas betoch edro v'ras hamavkirus minikos v'yashen mavkirus minikos enuchos shem nashal zu bolo etzel zu shem nashal zu bolo etzel zu. The safe of our Mishnah, you go into your eder and you see the mavkiros, the ones that have previously had offspring or nursing, the one that didn't have previously have offspring or nursing, you assume everyone's nursing its own babies. Amai lechushlum ruchumi rachim, shouldn't you be choshish and assume as they had babies, they started being merachim and all everybody else's babies also. So isn't this a raya that we don't make any such assumptions? And so Gemara, no. Look, when its own baby is not around, it will have rachmanus on someone else's offspring. But over here, its own babies were there. So when its own baby is around, of course it's going to be merachim on its own baby before it's merachim on anyone else's baby. That's why you assume everyone is feeding its own offspring. So that raya fails as well. Tashma, raya number three. Davar b'cheskaso, the Mishnah said, that according to Rishon Gamliel, it's davar b'cheskaso, and then we said, v'chein ayir Rishon Gamliel omer, he gave another case where you walk into your eder at night, and you see no one had babies yet, you go in the next day, and you find the males from the mafkiros, and the females from the enim mafkiros, right in the brisa. So says the Gemara, what do we see from the word v'chein is our focus, ma'ilav reisha dumi de seifa, that the case of the reisha is supposed to be similar to the seifa, ma seifa vaday dida, just like in the seifa we assume b'vado, that it's feeding its own offspring. Afresha vaday dida. So, meaning, how do I know that we assume vados? Because we assume it's vaday bechor. We treat the animal full kedushas bechor. So, the resha also must be that it's vaday dida. So, when he says adavar becheskaso, he means vaday dida. That it's definitely its own offspring. Even in regards to Osav Espino. So that's a raya. Says Gemara, no, Midiria, Hakadisa, Vakadisa. Who says that the Reisha and the Sefer are exactly similar? Maybe in the Sefer we're talking about a case where it's Vaday Dida, and the Reisha is talking about a case where it's not Vaday Dida. So, my V'chein, what does the word V'chein therefore come to teach me? If it's not Vaday Dida, Apaturid de Bechora. It's saying that it's going to be Pata from Bechora in both cases. But in a Kanami, it's not going to be Vaday Dida in regards to the halacha of Osav Espino. Period. So we have no raya to answer that shaila. Am Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yochanan. Roh chazir shakar chacha rachel p'tura min ha-bechor. If a person sees a chazir that's treating a rachel like its mother, so it's pata from bechora, because you assume that rachel already had a but va'asr b'achila, but the chazir is asr to eat. Ad yavo v'yorit tzedek lechem, until Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and teach us otherwise. We have to assume that it's going to be pata from bechora and asr to eat. The Gemara is going to analyze why it has all of these halachos. But before we analyze why it has all these halachos, very strange phrase, no? Ad yavo v'yorit tzedek lechem. What's that all about? So Rashi writes, ad shi yavo Eliyahu v'yorit im mutter im asr. That it's until Eliyahu HaNavi comes and teaches us whether it's mutter or asr. So Rekiva Eger in the Gilead on the Rambam, in his Haaretz on the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, Rabbi Kivega writes that this Lechor is against what the Mishnah Lamelech writes over there in Hilchos Ishus, where Mishnah Lamelech says, Eliyahu is not going to be Neman to be Machriya Safek in Din, because the Torah is lo b'shamayim, and ain Navi Rashai Lechadesh Davar. A Navi is not going to be able to be Machriya any sort of Safek in Din. So the Ein Yitzchak, the Tshuva Sein Yitzchak is Doche, then no, maybe over here it's different, because over here it's not a suffix in din, it's a suffix in metzias, where the behemoth is merachim on Vlad Sheina Shalom or not. It's a suffix in nature, it's not a suffix in din. Maybe that Eliyahu HaNavi can come and be mechadish. Loba Shemayim, he tells me that I can't rely on Shemayim to teach me halacha, I can rely on Shemayim to teach me metzias. A baskal the Gemara has that could tell you metzias. You can rely on Shemayim for metzias. Maritz Chayis, however, writes that no, there's a big difference. Eliyahu is not allowed to come and say, I have a nevuah that this the din is such and such. That he can't do. But Eliyahu HaNavi does have every right to say, look, I'm a rabbi too, and I'm entitled to an opinion, and he's a greater rabbi than the rest of the rabbis. So he has the right to paskin halacha as a rabbi. He could paskin halacha as a Talmud Chacham. So that he is. He's a Talmud Chacham. That's what the Maritz Chayis writes in Kol Kisvei in the Sefer Torah Nevi in Perek Beis, that Eliyahu HaNavi at least could paskin with his chachma. Who says he's paskining with his nevuah? But then the question becomes, well, if he were paskin with his chachma, why would we dafka say, let Eliyahu HaNavi come and paskin, let Moshe Rabbeinu come and paskin? Moshe Rabbeinu is a greater Talmud Chacham. Let Rabbi Akiva come and paskin. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Rabbi Akiva was a greater Talmud Chacham than him. So why would a dafka be Eliyahu HaNavi? The implication is that there's something about his nevuah. But then again, Moshe Rabbeinu was a greater Navi also. It's just Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the first one back. So the first major figure from our past that comes back, that's the one that we're going to ask. That's the question. What we're taught in fifth grade, is that true? When they say that teku means tishbi yitari, it's kushios v'ibayos. Is that really what teku means? Or does teku just mean the kasha has to stand? So that's this machlokas. Mishnah Lelech says, no, teku can't mean tishbi yitari, it's kushios v'ibayos. How could he get off paskining shailas? He can't paskin shailas based on his nevuos. And the Maritz Chayis says, oh, sure, it could mean tishbi yitari, it's kushios v'ibayos. He could paskin whatever shaila he wants, as long as he doesn't claim to do it, but derech nevuah, as long as he does it, using just using just his halachic prowess, not bederach nevuah. So anyway, but either way, the halacha that Rabbi Rabbanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is you see this chazir that's karach achar Rachel, two halachas. Number one, it's potter from bechora. Number two, it's asa b'achila. So potter from bechora kiman kremishim gamliel. Potter from bechora sounds like meaning that the next offspring is not going to be a bechor. That sounds like we're assuming kremishim gamliel that an animal would not have rachmanas on anything other than its own offspring, and therefore this must be the offspring of the Rachel. Va'asubachila, but then we say it's asubachila. It sounds like the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan who are choshesh that it would be merachim and someone else's offspring. Because if this were its own offspring, it would be kosher. It's an offspring. It's a yotzei min atar, so it would be kosher. The fact that we say it's asubachila sounds like the Rabbanan that we're choshesh might be someone else's offspring. V'su ikra Rabbanan, and furthermore, if we're going like the Rabbanan who are choshesh and it might be someone else's offspring. My ad yavo v'yore tzedek lechem. Then what's this lashon of ad yavo v'yore tzedek lechem? That Eliyahu HaNavi will come with a hora'a, with a psak. It should say Eliyahu HaNavi will come and let you know whose offspring this is. It's not a psak. He's going to let you know. Is this in fact the offspring of this mother or not? He'll let you know the metzias. What does it mean? Yavo v'yore. Yore is a lashon of a psak halacha. So in the Sefer Yad Bin Yamin, he asks in the name of his father. It is written by Rav Eliyashiv's son. In the name of Rav Eliyashiv, the lechor, it's very strange that the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara in Masech Shabbos and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph has the following conversation. The Gemara in Shabbos is Mesupak if it's possible to write tefillin on or of a dog tahar. Can you write tefillin on the hide of a fish? I don't know if you call it hide, but on the hide of a kosher fish. So Gemara says Im Yava Eliyahu V'Yomar. So Gemara says, what do you mean Im Yava Eliyahu V'Yomar? If you mean to say that Eliyahu will be Machria whether a dog has or doesn't have or, well, we see B'chush that it has or. Eliyahu doesn't have to teach us that mitzvah. So what do we need Eliyahu Navi for? So Rashi explains that the Shaila of the Gemara is that it's Vadai Eliyahu can't be Machriya Isra Veheter for us because the Torah is Lo B'Shamayim. So the Gemara is Masik that it must be that Eliyahu is going to come and tell us in Paskazu Amasa Malo, some other Metzias type of issue. So we see clearly that Eliyahu Navi is able to be Mavarer only a Metzias issue, not a Halacha issue. Different than what the Gemara seems to imply over here. The Gemara says, "My ad yavo v'yora achi yodeil chadavr mi bayalei." So the Gemara seems to imply yavo v'yora means that he's allowed to come and teach us a psak halacha. So Rav Eliyashiv explains that the Gemara in Shabbos, when it says "im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar," means b'toras nevuah malach, very similar to the Meretz Chaya says that Eliyahu HaNavi is not allowed to teach us a halacha mitoch nevuaso, but he is allowed to teach us a halacha mitoch chachmaso, as long as he uses his chachma, the fact that he's a talmud chacham, and not anything else. So that's enough to he's then able to teach salacha. The other thing you see from here, some of the Achronim point out, is that which the Gemara Nida says mitzvos betelos las lavo needs a new pshat, because Eliyahu is going to come and be paskanin b'choros shaylas for us. So obviously there are going to be mitzvos that are going to be nogeah. The mitzvos of b'chor are going to be nogeah las lavo when Eliyahu and Navi comes back. So you need to explain what in the world that means, that mitzvos betelos las lavo, that there aren't going to be mitzvos las lavo. Okay, when we get to Nida mitzvah, we'll discuss that a little further. So anyway, says the Gemara. So what in the world is going on over here? How can you say that it's on the one hand it's pater from Bechoru, which makes it sound like it's definitely the offspring of this Rachel? This Chazir is definitely the offspring of this Rachel. And on the other hand, say that it's Asr Ba'achila, which makes it sound like it's not the offspring of the Rachel. So Gemara says, V'chitei Misafkele. Maybe a simple answer. It's a Safek. We're not sure how to paskin, whether we should paskin like Mishung Mulial of the Rabbanon. So Misafkele, I might put him in a Bechora. Well, if it's a Safek, then you should be Machmir on the next offspring and say that the next offspring is Chayv in Bechora, right? You shouldn't say that, you should say it's Chayiv, Misafek. You shouldn't say it's Pater Menah Bechora. You should treat it L'chumra. At least wait till it gets a Mum or something. Treat it L'chumra. So says Amar, V'su, Mim Misafek. And furthermore, is it really a Safek? V'am Rabbi Abrachan, Amar Biyachon, Kol Malkim, Shonim, Rishon, Gomil, Mishasenu, Alach, Kamosu, Chutz, Meir, Vitzid, Mraya, Achrona. Rabbi Abrachan, the same author, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, taught us that we always pass it from Shimon Gamliel. So don't tell me that it's a suffix. So the Olam Pshita Halach from Shimon Gamliel. Now, really, we're assuming Vada is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that an animal is only Merachem and its own offspring. We're Mesupak, though, if once it's molded another, its own baby, is it then going to be Merachem on a different baby? That's what was our Shaila that we raised before, that we tried to bring three Rayas to, and we had no answer. That's the suffix. That's what we're not sure about. So fracta gemara ihachi ad hashmin chazir lashmin tle. But then why give such a strange case of a chazir that's feeding off of a kosher animal? Say a tle that's feeding from a rachel ulmilkel emishemosos beno. And instead of discussing the kashrus of the tle, because obviously the tle is kosher, discuss whether it's an issue of also vespino or not, whether it would be definitely assumed to be the offspring of this animal that it's feeding from, or do we say no, maybe the animal had a different offspring and it's just being merachim in this one. So says Mar Chazir Tzrichle, we dafka wanted to teach this din in regards to a Chazir. If it would have taught me this halacha in regards to a tle, I would have thought that even if Yoledus is merachim on someone else's offspring, that's only an offspring that looks like it could be its own child. But an offspring that's not even the same min, like a chazir, I would have thought there's no way it's going to be merachim. So that's why he wants to come and tell me, even in the case of a chazir, it's still gonna have rachmanos on offspring that's not its own, even when it's not mina, when it doesn't look like its own. We still are gonna be choshesh that maybe it's gonna be merachim. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. That a chay beribi asked the shaila. What does beribi mean? So Rashi writes, beribi means adam gadol v'chashu bedoro. It is a title. You never find Amoraim that have a double name. Every time they have a double name, it's a title. There's only Mar Ukva. Mar is a title of some sort. So every time you have an Amora that's a double name, it's always a title. Rishonim, you almost never find that have two names. You have we saw Tosus and Chulin quoted one Rishon. You have Yaakov Yisrael, Bala Tosus, Yaakov Yisrael. Even when they did have two names, the two names were obviously associated with each other. Yaakov and Yisrael were the same biblical figure. So obviously Yaakov Avinu was also Yisrael, but very, very rarely, even in Rishonim, do you find they have two names. Anyways, Achai Beribi asked the following shaila: Rach as Shkarachach Rachel Mahu. What's the din when you see a chazer that's Karachach Rachel? So Mike and Bailey, what's his shaila exactly? Ilay Melabchora. If his issue is about Bechor, Vikami Bailey, and the shaila really is Ihilch Sakrab Shungam Liel, Ihilch Sakrab Banan. Whether we pass Sakrab Shungam Liel an animal would not be merachim on someone else's offspring, would only be merachim on its own offspring, or the Alach Sakrab Banan that it would be merachim even on others' offspring. So Tibayle Tle, instead of asking about a chazer, why don't you ask about a tle? So kikam bayle bechora. So it must be that we're asking about bechora. Va'aliba de rabbanan la'achila. And we want to know, according to the rabbanan, what would be the status in terms of eating it. Va'aliba de rabbanan la'achila. And according to rabbanan la'achila, what would be the status in terms of bechor? So what we're saying is as follows. The Gemara explains. Va'afil rabbanan damri merachma. Even the rabbanan will say you're merachim on someone else's offspring. Ki merachma demina delomina lo. He's asking, is it going to be merachim on a pig, or will it only be merachim on a tle that looks like it at least could have been its offspring? Or maybe you'll even be merachim on a pig. The shaila with Rav Shmuel Gamliel is as follows: Imtim Salomar Savar Yoledes Merachma Demina Delav Mina Lo Adumah Delav Mina Nami Merachma. Even when you say that which is Yoledes, once an animal has its own offspring, it's then going to be merachim on another animal. Is that only that it's going to be merachim on another animal that's the same min, but it's not going to be merachim on another animal that's not the same min? So therefore, if it's being merachim on this pig, it must be that this pig is its own offspring, because it would never be merachim on another min just on account of the fact that it had its own separate offspring. So, or do we assume no, that once it has the motherly instinct, it will take care of anything and everything that it sees? So the Gemara says, Teku. Tishbi Yitaris Kushas Yibayos? Maybe not, right? Teku, the question stands. We're not sure exactly what the Teku means, like we said before. Okay, says the Mishnah. New Mishnah, Chaf Dalar and Beis. Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam Omer. We referred to this Mishnah earlier, but we didn't say what the halacha was. We just referred to the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam. So all we know about this Mishnah so far is that Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam is not going to be argued on by anybody. So Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam Omer. Hashochet es Bechor. If a person shechts a bechor, osa makom bekofitz mikana mikan v'tolish esaseir, you could make room on the neck of the animal with the cleaver that you're going to shecht it with to remove the hair one way or the other, and v'tolish esaseir, you could remove the hair. You don't have to worry about the isra of gozes. Rashi says that you don't have to worry about that you're being gozes a bechor. Ubavad shaloyaz yizenu mimakomo. As long as you don't remove the hair off of the animal, you can move it off to the side and detach it from the animal, but you can't pull it off of the animal. V'chein tolish seir liros makomum. You're also allowed to be tolish seir of an animal in order of a bechor animal in order to examine a mum. If the kohen needs to check or the posek needs to check whether it has a mum or not, so you're allowed to be tolish the seir in order that it could be paskind to show it to a chacham to see whether it has a mum. Now, Tosus writes that the reason you're tolish the seir has nothing to do to Rashi says it's to make a makom l'chita chasakin, so to avoid the psul of chalada, that if it gets stuck on the hair, so it's going to be a psul in the shchita of chalada. Tosus says, no, it's got nothing to do with that. It's just that if you're shechting with a kofitz, it's a bit of a thicker edged blade, so it's much more difficult to shecht unless you clear off some of the hair in that area. Not a concern of chalada, though, just stam, by shchita with a kofitz, it needs a little more space. And that's why he says the Mishnah Dafka says kofitz. It doesn't say sakin, because by sakin there's no need to do talisha, because there's plenty of room for the blade of a sakin to cut the animal's neck. And he says also it explains why the Mishnah Dafka says this by a bechor, not by all other kachim, because other kachim are shechted in the azara, and the azara always has sakinim. There are always knives available. Over here we're Dafka talking about a kofitz. Kofitz isn't always available. So Rav halach Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Rav says halach zeh Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. We saw that before. Rav says that explicitly. What about what would be the din on Yontif? Is the reason because he holds tolish is not called gozes, but it's still uprooting something from where it grew, in which case it's a problem on Yantif. You're not allowed to do that. Stam, if you want to shech an animal on Yantif, or maybe really tolish is gozes. The reason he holds its mutter over here is because it's davashin miskavin. You're not being gozes because you want the wool, you're being gozes so that you could have room to cut. Then on Yantif would be mutter also. Also, to make the room to cut, it would have its status of davashen miskavin. So it's a strange kash, because it's a davashen miskavin, whether that's his reasoning or not. L'chor, it seems to be davashen miskavin. Maybe you say, no, it's a psikreshe. What are you talking about, davashen? Amalu zilu shalul Rav Chanan al yamar alach Rav Yosef ben Shulam ifshal luchu. Says, first ask Rav Chanan, if he tells you that alach zak Rav Yosef ben Shulam, then I'll give you an answer. So asu shaloi, when he asked it, amalu ach yamar alach Rav Yosef ben Shulam, and he gave him an answer that alach zak Rav Yosef ben Shulam. So asu kamed Rav Huna, so he went back to Rav Huna. Connect the Yom Tov Mutter. Okay, now I'll give you an answer that it's Mutter on Yom Tov as well. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.